Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to talk about Stanstore. Stanstore is one of those names that you may have heard few too many times if you are either searching for a new platform to use or you're just getting started with digital products. Maybe you want to start selling something online and you may have heard Stanstore name here and there. Also, if you are active on Instagram to any extent and you're checking people's profiles out, you might have noticed Stanstore link there more than once. So in this episode, I want to talk more about Stanstore, why I myself decided to move to it, the pros and cons to consider. It's not, and I never call any platform really like the single best platform out there. And for this one as well, I have to say like, it's not the golden ticket. It's not like one and done, the perfect fit for everyone. However, it might be the perfect fit for you. And if you are here and you're still listening to this, you might actually be interested in it. So let's jump right in and explore more. I have to start with first of all saying that I do have a free platform guide specifically for courses and digital products. So if you are thinking about getting started and using some type of a platform or tool, you can check it out. You'll find a link to it in the description. As of now, this guide does not have Stanstore included because I myself got interested in it only recently and I literally just haven't had time to update it. However, you will find some valuable insights in other platforms, different types of platforms, and how to choose the best fit. So if you are on that journey of finding that perfect setup for your business, make sure to check it out. It's completely free. And I have a masterclass and a PDF guide as well. So you can just choose whatever works for you and learn more. Now, that being said, I also have to mention that I have a decade of experience in many different platforms. And when somebody comes to me and asks, oh, but why you're not using this one? Or why didn't you choose this or that? There probably is a reason, okay? There is always a reason. And I have to say, like, I know it feels like a bold statement, but I have probably tried and tested like 90% of the most popular platforms. Sure, there are many new options coming in like all the time. And as somebody who is specifically interested in different types of platforms as well, I love to explore new options, but the chances are that if you have something interesting on your mind, I may have heard about it. And even more so, I may have tried and tested it myself as well, especially if it's one of those bigger names. Because, well, first of all, for a decade, I have worked with plenty of different clients and I have never once moved my clients into one specific platform, right? Sometimes they already have a specific setup and we just work with what they have. In other cases, they might have specific needs, so we find the platform that will fit them the best. Over time, I have also tried and tested these platforms for myself. I have moved and I'm not too proud of it. I just know that this is like ADHD talking in me. I'm not too proud of this. But over years, I have definitely moved few too many times. However, I have to say that all of those times and all of those moves, they have made the perfect sense. And I have enjoyed being on each new platform, even though some I have really used for shorter time than others. Anyhow, I feel like it's important to give that background story because often when we talk about platforms or when you see somebody talking about platforms online, you may automatically think that either the person is sharing affiliate link, and yes, by the way, I am sharing my affiliate links to all the platforms, because that is just another great way to make money online, okay? Even the ones that I don't love per se, if I'm still talking about them, I'm sharing affiliate link. And I'm always trying to be honest about like my experiences, the pros and cons and everything in between. So I will never like suggest something just for that monetary return, but still there are always affiliate links everywhere. So what I was saying is that I feel like it's important to give that background, because often when you see somebody in the online space talking about specific product, you can't really always trust that review because of what I mentioned, affiliate links, or maybe they're partnering with the program and so on, with the platform. So it's just really hard to dig through the noise and just find honest opinions. So like, I'm doing my bit here, okay? I'm doing my best to share honest behind the scenes with you. And okay, let's just dive in, right? I have babbled on for probably a bit too long for an intro, but here we are. Let's talk about Stan Store. When I just moved to Stan Store myself, I created a reel where I said I am simplifying everything. No, actually, I have to look up. I had like this clever hook for that reel. Okay, my hook for this reel was gambling with simplicity by moving to Stan Store. And let me explain. So I have used plenty of different platforms. The most recent one, and actually the one that I have used the longest period of time in the past few years, has been Payhip. Payhip is very simple. It's very straightforward. It's supporting you with setting up and selling plenty of different digital products. The setup, like the backend, is very easy to use. It's free to begin with. You don't have to pay like anything. You're paying the fee from any purchase that you're making. But if you're just getting started, it just makes perfect sense. And even their upgraded plans without any fees, they're really reasonable. Anyhow, I often get that fatigue of using the same platform, which is one of the reasons why I move quite a lot. I just get another boost in my business. Like, I get excited about my business again when I move. And I'm not supporting moving your products all the time. I do not support that because it takes time. It takes a lot of back-end processes. Like, you have to change the links. You have to make sure all the clients, all the students are moved and so on. However, I do enjoy that. I somewhat enjoy that struggle. And I do need that change from time to time. Even though right now I am kind of just to myself saying like, maybe, just maybe, I will actually stick with this for a while because I just want some peace. I want some simplicity. I don't want to overthink things anymore. And I've already been on a quest for some time to simplify everything. And this was part of that. So having that said, why I'm talking about simplicity when it comes to Stan Store. So Stan Store is a digital product platform, right? Ultimately, at this point, you can upload and sell plenty of different products. You can create your coaching offers, you can create your course, or even a membership community space. You can create and upload any kind of digital downloads. You can also get people in your mailing list, so you can actually create email workflows as well. So it sounds like a dreamy solution because we all want all-in-one solutions, right? We love when everything is simple, all in one place. However, this is where that simplicity comes in and where it's like really important to just make that note if you're considering Stan Store. Stan Store, the back end of Stan Store, and your options when it comes to managing small details or customizing or getting like insightful information on the back end, it's all very limited, okay? If we're talking about specifically, for example, courses, you are getting your course space, like you can upload your lessons, you can upload your modules, but you cannot change much about that space itself. Now, taking a step back, especially when we're talking about sales pages, they don't really have sales page designing per se. Yes, you can add a banner, you can write the page, like you can write the content, but there is no designing, there's no customizing, there's like nothing, okay? It's just like a page of text that your clients are gonna get. So it's not like fully all in one. Now, for example, when it comes to customizing like your customer experience, let's say you want to design a specific thank you page. This is not something you can do built in Stan Store. You can automatically redirect them to receive a purchase elsewhere. So if you already have a website, you can set up, for example, a digital product download or like a purchase where they go through the process. Like ultimately, StandStore, I probably should have started with this, but ultimately StandStore was a checkout option. So their main focus was on building simple and highly functional checkouts. So you can easily just sell all kinds of different things, right? And then along the way, they started offering actual setup on the platform as well. Like for example, for courses, I think courses came in like a year ago or something, maybe not even that long ago. Anyhow, courses came in like an option to actually upload the content within the platform, came in like only later down the road. And originally it was like space for online coaches to sell their offers just through simple checkout options, right? So that is kind of their core offer. But even when it comes to the checkout is built as it is. And the most you can do is like change the colors. Yes, you can add some form fields. So if there's like more information you want to receive from your audience, you can do that. But you don't have much of control over how that checkout is showing up. So when it comes to like overall like the simplicity, there's nothing bad about it per se. And I personally, one of the reasons why I decided to move was because of that simplicity. For like the past decade, I have always worked with so many different setups and platforms. And at the end of the day, like one of my main conclusions is that simplicity sells. Like the simpler is your setup, the more straightforward, the more clear is your messaging. Because when we have complex setups, we often overthink like that setup part and we don't pay as much attention to the actual customer experience. We don't pay as much attention to the marketing. I have myself spent hours and hours designing sales pages, which later barely get shared just because I have spent like all my creative energy and all my like excitement about the product on the page versus actually promoting the product, right? And StandStore kind of flips the script here. You don't have an opportunity to spend too much time overthinking the landing page, overthinking design, overthinking like small features. You're getting what you're getting. And from there, you can just start selling. You can easily start sharing the links, sharing your StandStore link, and people can start enrolling in your offers. And while I don't have any specific data to actually support this, my feeling is that since I moved to StandStore, the sales are coming easier. And I would say that there are two points here. One of them is that excitement part that I mentioned, that I'm actually just more excited to show up and sell my products because I'm currently on a new platform. But also that simplicity part where I'm not overcomplicating the process. I have used the opportunities I have on StandStore and I'm just selling as it is. That being said, I also have to be fully transparent and honest that I don't use like all the StandStore features. And if you're just getting started and your goal is like to sell, for example, like $33 product, like there's a masterclass you want to upload and sell, it will be the perfect fit. If you have like a $7 checklist or you want to start growing your mailing list, well, this is also the tricky part. You can do that, but for example, on StandStore, to actually do email workflows, which are available, you will have to pay $99 per month for the StandStore subscription. Is it actually worth it? I don't think so. And this is the tricky part when it comes to StandStore. There are several upgraded features, like for example, upsells, like you can upsells and order bumps, where in the checkout, you can give an option for your audience to buy like another product. They're available only on this highest plan, right? So it's going to be $99 per month. And if we're looking at this as a $99 product, like the platform itself, is it actually worth it? When so many other platforms for the same price actually offer you more. So the answer to this question really depends on you, because most people, like most successful creators, they have other setups along with the StandStore, right? For example, I have my own website. I have separate email marketing software, which in the long run will be important. For getting started, StandStore is ideal because of that simplicity element. But when you're looking to scale and when you want to do more, you will have to think about other platforms and other setups as well. So talking about the setup, for me, I'm using my own website, which I have had for years. It's a self-hosted WordPress website that I use for all the landing pages. And basically, I link the buttons to the Stan store checkout, right? So instead of using that checkout as my sales page, I link to it. Another thing, Stan store is known for like this link tree type of a page, right? The landing page with all of your links. If, for example, you're on Instagram and you see anyone sharing the Stan store link, that's probably where you're going to be taken. You will see those different links. Now, this is great, but at the same time, for example, if you have several different products and you don't want for all of these products to be available for everyone, you don't really have an option to hide it from that list, because as long as the product is published, it's gonna be showing up on the list. So if you're sharing your Stan store link, everybody's gonna see all the products you have active. But for example, if there's a product that you want to offer only to your mailing list or only to your clients, you can't really do that all that easily. And this is the reason why, instead of using Stan store, this link tree that you can automatically create by creating the products inside the Stan store, instead of using that, I have recreated the same style of a page on my website. So if you go to my Instagram at Course Creation Lab, you will see welcome page, like you will see link to my welcome page, and it's designed in the same way. There will be a picture on top, and then there will be all the most important links below. So the style is the same, but I have full control over that page because it's on my website, not on Stan store. Ultimately, my opinion on Stan store is that it's really all about simplicity. It's very straightforward. It's very easy to use because there just isn't much to explore. All the setup is really there for you. But if you're considering more of that improved, optimized customer experience, if you're thinking about optimizing every step along the way, if you would like to design specific landing pages and, for example, send out specific welcome emails, like designed in a specific way, and you would like to have full control and like all the data on your mailing list, then all of those upgraded options, you will probably need to search elsewhere. That is just something to note. If you are just getting started and you're considering Stan store, I don't have anything particularly bad to say about the platform, really. It has been a great experience for me. I have enjoyed it. Again, it just always comes back to that simplicity part. And I have to say that, like, if you're just getting started, it will give you like all the key features. If there's like one product you want to start selling, just start with Stan store and start selling. You can always upgrade and you can always see if there's something else better out for you. But especially if you're like just testing things out, if you're still just exploring like what is and what isn't working, then yeah, doing it on Stan store really is the best way to go. So that will be it for me for this time. I hope you found this valuable if you are thinking about Stan store. I think they offer some type of a free trial, so you can always start with that and see if it works for you. Their normal plan is like $20-something per month, so it's not really free to use, but it's quite reasonable for everything you can do for those $20. I do not think it's worthwhile to upgrade to $99, but if you feel strongly that you don't want to use any other platforms and you just want to keep everything there, you can do that as well. And if you find yourself like needing some workarounds, like if there's something you can't do for the free plan, I would always suggest you to just check out online what are some of the offered solutions from other customers. You can also go to ChatGPT, like type in your problem or what it is that you cannot do, and it usually provides you some other options. So there might be some workarounds, especially if you already have a website. You can definitely use your own website for a lot. But circling back to it, yeah, Stan store is great for starting out, and you can always just try things out and, you know, see what happens, where it takes you. That's all based from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.